I invite you to another analysis of an older terrestrial TV receiver. In this topic, I'll show its interior, view its board with a thermal camera, download the contents of its flash memory, and try to decode the partitions there myself in my own C++ program. At the end, I will present the SDK I found, which may fit under this tuner. The topic is not finished, and any help is welcome. Interior of TE1050 HD standard. To start with a glimpse of the outside, the hardware is tiny, already without a remote control. It won't be of much use for TV anyway. It won't receive DVB-T2. But maybe it will be of use to an electronics engineer? At the very least, there must be some power supply inside. And maybe the housing can be used for something too. There is a single PCB inside, not even a split for a separate power supply. There is also no display, so you can't use the parts to build a clock. The board consists of two sections, the hot, primary side of the power supply, and the cold, low-voltage side. Most of the components are surface-mounted. The power supply is built quite well. There is even a filter against interference emissions, a fuse, a proper capacitor connecting the primary and secondary side. The power supply is based on the TNY176DG in a surface mount version. There is also space on the board for its through-hole counterpart. Optocoupler for coupling primary to secondary side while maintaining galvanic separation. On the secondary side, you can see a classic, the programmable Zener diode, TL431. It provides the reference voltage and takes part in the feedback loop of the power supply. Changing its resistors can change the output voltage to some extent. The CPU sections can now be viewed. The board is signed as MC6379M3801VER1.0. The power supply typically gives 5 volt, so lower voltages for RAM and CPU are generated by additional inverters. The program holds the flash memory, 25Q32BSIG, 4 megabytes. EM6GC16EWXD is a DDR3 DRAM, 64M x16-bit. The CPU itself appears to be an M3801 ALI. This agrees with the device datasheet. Tuner turns on, gives picture, shows no signal. What heats up in such a tuner? A short play with the Infrared P2 Pro. The equipment went 5 minutes without a signal, still displaying the image. The CPU and the inverter heat up the most, separately its primary and secondary sides. On the primary side, the TNY and the current measurement resistor heat up. On the secondary side, the Schottky diode, a little the transformer, is also heating up. The inverters from the voltages for the CPU and RAM are much less heated. URA port. The device has pads derived from the UART. There are 4 pads. 5 volt, the same as on the USB goes, the main power line. Ground, RX and TX. RX and TX reaches here. I don't have a more precise probe at hand. Boot log UART. At 11,500 baud, residual messages can be received at startup. The tuner does not respond to any commands or special characters at boot. The upgrade tool does not see it either. Flash memory upload. All you have to do is solder the bone and use CH341. On the computer side, I use NeoProgrammer. Tests with existing tools. Ali main code BYARB Tech V9. Babar decodes something there, but then crashes with an error. Unable to extract or insert code. Ali background viewer manages to find one image. Flash dump analysis. I started classically with Binwalk, but it didn't give too many results, and in turn, I didn't want to check again every result shown with the iSwitch. I quickly decided that I would play around manually. Right at the start, you see something that resembles a header structure. You can see the inscriptions NCRC bootloader 1.0.0 and some date. I have highlighted it in red in the image. So it's easy to guess that the values earlier, underlined in blue, are probably some offsets or partition sizes. Now just check each of them. maybe any of them are partition lengths. I checked 4 bytes each, in 2 orders, Big Endian and Little Endian. Either the oldest byte is first, or the youngest. Then I would make a jump by a given value in my Hex XVI32 editor and see what.